This is when I approached our bank, Johnson Bank of Racine, Wisconsin, about giving us some additional working capital in the amount of $75,000 and or restructuring our current debt to help our now long-running cash flow situation. We had several meetings with them over the next couple months, but by January of 2009, Johnson Bank informed us that they were no longer willing to do anything more for our company. They would not extend any more credit to us, and they would not consider restructuring our current debt with them. Soon after the decision from Johnson Bank, I began a search for a new bank. I met with six banks in the Milwaukee area. They were Associated Bank, Wells Fargo Bank, U.S. Bank, Mid-America Bank out of Janesville, Wisconsin, Foundations Bank in Pewaukee, Wisconsin, and Investors Bank in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Between February 1st and March 31st of 2009, I met with the business bankers from each of those banks. The initial meetings were very positive. Several bankers showed me how our company could save $50,000 to $70,000 a year in debt servicing by having a relationship at their bank and their bank teaming up with the Small Business Administration through a 7A program that they offered. A couple of them also told me that we could receive some working capital through the 7A program also, which would alleviate our cash flow situation. These discussions, combined with the recently passed American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, had me hopeful that there would be a solution to our situation. I was told that the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act was established to encourage banks to do small business lending through the SBA by guaranteeing a greater percentage of the loan amount and waiving most of the fees associated with the program. But when the business bankers went back to their underwriters and/or loan committees for approval at their respective banks, the responses were not good. After a long discussion with one bank, they didn't want to pursue our loan situation further because, quote, our bank is only doing ultra-clean loans, unquote. One banker declined me by telling me that, quote, he has not had any loans approved in the last 3 months and that they need to be perfectly clean for his bank. Another banker told me that they would not approve my loan requests. I asked him, if this was 2 years ago and our company's financial situation is exactly the same as it is today, would you do the deal? The banker replied, absolutely, but things are different now. The bank is more stringent. But we are in a severe cash flow situation. We have not had any working capital for 7 months and have had to pay all of our vendors out of our cash receivables that we have collected. Our company is paying interest rates on our loans at average 8%, which by today's standards are fairly high. We've explored capital investors, but the amount of money that we are seeking is far too low for capital investors to want to explore. Unless we can find a means to fix our long-running cash flow situation, the future of Crosstown Machining in this economic environment is bleak.